Well, Ryan, a great result tonight.
Yeah, result was the first and foremost thing that we were looking after, the result against Glentoran. So the most important thing was to get back on the horse as such, you know, and the girls came in focused. It's been a wee bit of a wait to play our next league game, but they've come in, they've been focused, and they've done the job tonight. And a good, solid 4-0 win against a hard side, you know, was pleasing to keep a clean sheet as well, which was good.
And Kirsty McGuinness gets a hat-trick, so...
Yeah, Kirsty, it was one of them games tonight for Kirsty to get on, get her confidence up nice and high, you know, and she done very, very well. Some great movement in and around the box, and the chances she created and linked up with Devin McCarthy and Sarah Venny was fantastic, and her composure for her hat-trick was fantastic.
All the goals came at important times for us, didn't they?
Yeah, I think we started off a wee bit slow in the first half. Just maybe, obviously, having played in 10 days, but we slowly got the grips with it, and then once we got the tempo up, yeah, it was some patterns of play was good, you know, when we're mentally strong, physically strong, you know, so I'm happy.
And we had to play without our two of our internationals, Hannah Doherty and Ashley Hutton tonight.
Yeah, both picked up knocks. Ash picked up a knock at international level against Sweden. Hopefully she'll not be out for that long. And Hannah picked up an injury outside of football. So, yeah, we hope they're not serious. We'll just get the physio to assess them, and hopefully they'll be back in next week.
And on the other side, a young 14-year-old makes her first team debut tonight.
Fantastic. Absolutely elated about Lauren Robson making her debut. But listen, I expected that. I had every confidence in her. She's been doing fantastically well for the reserves and also in training. But this is what we're trying to achieve at the club. I'm not trying to just achieve a good first team. We're obviously trying to set the structures in place from the first team right down to underage level. And, you know, we've got some great young players coming through. Lauren, obviously, tonight. Chloe Orr, Tony Stewart. You know, we've got some fantastic Caprice Miskimmin. We've got some great players coming through. And, you know, that's only good for the club.
And a great honour last week to be the last team on the pitch at Windsor Park before the pitch got dug up.
Yeah, we would love to play there every week and train there every week. Yeah, it's a historic. It's nice for me, nice for the girls, you know, and we'll always remember that and treasure that. And hopefully we're a part of the new setup whenever it's up and running.
Next week, Mid Ulster, Cookstown. Another tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a very difficult game against Mid Ulster. To me, a very, very good footballing side. Coached by one of the top coaches in this country, and that's where we strive to. We're trying to get to that level and trying to not only win results but win well and win with a style and with a flair, and that's what we want to do in this country and get the girls up to the level that they can be at.
Well done tonight. Good luck next week.
Thank you.